On Senate Bill 55, Representative Olson.
Thank you.
This is an act to revise the circumstances under which the certain financial instruments are presumed abandoned.
Okay. No. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. For the record, Mel Olson, District 20, my Commerce mate, Representative Siebert's also on this bill, as is our District Senator Ed Olson. This comes to us as a concern from people in our district, largely elderly people. And the situation is, and I have this, I have CDs for my kids' college. I get a letter from the bank, and they say, if you don't want to do anything, that's fine, but you have 30 days, and if you don't contact us, we're going to roll over the CD. And I usually go in and I talk with the banker and see what the interest rates are and what some of the other instruments are and so forth, and usually just roll it over. But I go in and make that contact. What happened to our elderly constituents? They have CDs in Minnesota because they lived there for a time. They now live in South Dakota. And they get these letters from Minnesota, and they don't respond because they want to roll over the CD, and that's fine. They get these letters from South Dakota institutions, and they don't respond because they want to roll it over, and that's fine, except under our unclaimed properties laws, what happens is if you don't have actual physical contact with the bank, after a while, your property is declared as unclaimed property and sent to the state. And so these poor elderly folks got a letter from the bank saying because they had not come in and made a physical presence, because they had not sent a letter and said, yes, we want to roll it over, they just allowed the bank to roll it over, that their CDs, which were in the thousands of dollars, were going to be declared as unclaimed property. And it was just boilerplate language, but these folks were very upset by that. And so what this bill does simply on page 2 in the new subsection 6 says that if you get notification by first-class mail and the bank doesn't receive that mail back, that that's notice that your property is not unclaimed and that these elderly people can allow the CDs simply to roll over and not be in danger of having it be declared unclaimed property. That's the bill. It just scared the bejesus out of these old folks. And they came to us to try and have us do something about it. So that's the genesis of the bill.
Thank you, Representative Olson. Any other proponents of Senate Bill 55? Proponents.
Good morning. I'll segue from scared the bejesus out of those old folks. Steve Willard with the South Dakota Funeral Directors. We've had a situation. We've had an issue that we have been aware of for some time that came to a head just this last year. Unclaimed properties, by definition, manages to reach out, and I think inadvertently, but manages to reach out and capture pre-need trust funds. The AARP and most of the professionals in the business have been actively working pre-need trust funds. What they are is an instrument. They're either little tiny life insurance policies or CDs. If I was to go and to purchase a pre-need fund, I would go with my funeral director. We'd make the arrangements at that time. We would go down to the bank together. We'd purchase a CD or we'd do it by insurance, a fairly simple transaction. Those trust funds, by nature, accumulate without activity. I mean, that's why they're a trust fund. They're designed that way. And they're designed in a sense that you're going to buy them sometime in a perfect world in advance of your funeral, and you do that to take the issue away from all of your surviving family members. They're popular. They're growing. They're a nice deal. They make a lot of sense. Like I said, there's advocates for them all the way around. We had a situation in Mitchell where at the time of death, the family went to the bank and to essentially reclaim that trust, and the money was gone. It had been sent to peer. And the family, now they got it back, but as you can imagine, the family was a little bit dismayed, as was the funeral director. And as we sit and look out across our horizon, by nature of this definition, these pre-need trust funds are included. So our first thought was to exempt pre-need trust funds from the definition, because I don't think there was any intention of anyone to capture them. And there's certainly no intention to hold on to them. And I had a real nice conversation with the state treasurer, and we talked about it downstairs. They were a little reluctant to go that direction because, I guess in their defense, they hate to carve out exceptions to anything because of the unintended consequences. When this bill came We went to the sponsors and asked if we could climb on because it makes a lot of sense for us, and it does make a lot of sense for us, and it makes a lot of sense for those people that hold pre-need. And I guess with that, we would ask for you for your favorable disposition this morning and to pass this bill because it makes a lot of sense for those holding pre-needs.
Thank you, Mr. Wood.
Thank you.
Any other proponents? Proponents. Senate Bill 55. Seeing none, are there any opponents? Senate Bill 55. Seeing none, are there any questions? Seeing none, we'll close the committee for public testimony.
Move to pass.
Second.
Committee discussion and or action. Representative Peterson moves due pass, seconded by Representative Nesselhoff. Any discussion on the motion? Representative Broderick.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I support Senate Bill 55, and this has been a worry of mine, if you would care to call it that, over the years, where a lot of people have savings and CDs in the bank, and as Mr. Willard said, they have deposits made with funeral directors to take care of their last bill. This looks like a carefully crafted bill to put the state treasurer out of the unclaimed properties business, which would be all right anyway. But it's a good bill, and I think we need to pass it. Thank you.
Thank you, Representative Broderick. The worry, I presume that's the reason for the white hair, nothing else? Okay. We have a due pass motion on Senate Bill 55. All those in favor will say aye. Those opposed, nay. And the Secretary will call the roll.
Padalka.
Aye.
Broderick.
Aye.
Glinsky.
Aye.
Hansen.
Aye.
Mattson.
Aye.
Nesselhoff.
Aye.
Olson.
Aye.
Peterson.
Aye.
Solem.
Aye.
Belandra. Siebert.
Aye.
And
aye. That motion passes 11-0.
Mr. Chairman.
Representative Hansen. Consent second. Motion was made by Representative Hansen, second by Peterson. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? Goes on consent.
It kept on the debate 10 minutes.